I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our contemporary reading is taken from a 2018 article from Clemson University titled The Art and Science of Pruning by N. Jordan Frankfurt. Pruning trees and shrubs is an art and a science. From an artistic perspective, a discerning eye is needed to evaluate a plant, then determine what, if anything, must be done to achieve the desired appearance. From a scientific perspective, knowing the when, where, and how of pruning a plant is equally, if not, more important. However, it isn't necessary for a gardener to be an artist or a scientist to achieve quality results. It could be argued that the art of pruning begins before a plant is ever placed into the ground. Following a right plant, right place approach to choosing plants for the landscape helps many gardeners avoid unnecessary and laborious pruning tasks. Why create a problem when it could be avoided altogether? When considering the science of pruning, it's important to contemplate how pruning affects the plant. In essence, the activity of pruning causes damage and stress to the plant. In many instances, pruning is necessary to improve the health and productivity of a plant in the long term. Our gospel reading is taken from John 15, verse 1 to 5, from the paraphrased version, The Message. I am the real vine, and my Father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes. And every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me, just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic, the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us. Amen.
So today, our lesson, our preaching today, we still continue with our, anong tema natin? Queer gardening. So so narinig nyo, no, binasa ni Kev, it's about pruning. Pag, anong Tagalog ng pruning? Basta pag-cut eh, di ba? Pag-putol.
Trim.
Trimming. Pagtabas, no? Pagtabas. Pero pagtabas kasi parang malaki masyado eh, ang dating ng tabas eh. So, pruning, the art of letting go and letting die. So, removing and cutting things are part of life. Tama? Removing and cutting things are part of life. Meron bang, kailan ang huli mong pagupit ng ano? When was the last time that you trimmed your pubic hair? You do, right? You do. For maintenance purposes. Nag-wax or nag-wax? Diba? Wax.
pag meron kang bonggang aura, di ba? Ay, parang kailangan ko na yatang maggupit-gupit. Di ba?
So it's cutting even in the physical and regular way of life, we cut things. The hair, di ba? The nails. At kahit nagpapa kahit even if you want your nails too long, you also maintain it pa rin naman eh, di ba? And you shape it in a certain way. And so it's part of life. Cutting is part of life, and it means it is also deeply spiritual. Pruning, cutting, removing things is a spiritual thing. It's part of spirituality also, if it is part of life. And we can look at it both in the personal and in the collective, in group settings. Even Jesus has something to say about removing. Tanong ko sa inyo, si Jesus ba nag-exclude? Sumagot kayo. Nag-exclude ba si Jesus? May sinabi ba si Jesus about exclusion? Sino mga evangelical dyan na magaling sa Bible? Who are the evangelicals who are good at the Bible? No? No? Yeah, Matthew chapter 25 verse 31, a little bit. Pero meron siya, nasa Matthew din. Jesus said something about excluding people. Tinapik na siya sa isang care group noong 2019. No. Those who call me Lord, Lord. Pwede, pero meron pang isa. When a brother or a sister in the community, in the church, wrongs you, what do you do?
You talk?
Ano yung susunod na process? Pag hindi nag-work yun, ano yung susunod na process? Call out two or three witness, and then? Pag hindi pa rin nag-work yun? Buong community? Pag hindi nag-work ang buong community? Ligwak. Diba? So Jesus actually said something about exclusion. But on what context? May proseso, no? May proseso. And I think the context here is if one or two person is harmful in the community. Not because of the person's sexuality, not because of the person's color of skin, language, or whatever, but behavior. When the person is harmful to the community, let the person be removed from the community. Si Jesus nagsabi niya, nasa Matthew. No? At yung reading din natin today in John chapter 14, diba? I am the vine, you are the branches. At meron daw mga branches na tinatanggal, pinuprune. Jesus has something to say about removing those who are not producing fruits or those who are harmful to the community. And that has been an experience of this. Actually, isang beses pa lang nangyari sa community na ito na officially may pinaalis. Only because the behavior was already criminal. Okay? Some of you already knows that. Okay? Pero na-redeem naman siya. Na-redeem naman siya. But it was so worst, ibang level, it was already criminal, yung behavior. So, the person had to be, the board, hindi pa ako kasama ng board doon, hindi pa ako pastor. The board had decided to not allow the person to come to church. No? And even the Apostle Paul talks about removing those who are causing harm and trouble in the communities. In a personal dimension, Jesus, Paul, and other prophets, spiritual mystics, or spiritual leaders talk about removing from yourself, bad attitudes and behavior. So hindi lang about persons na inaalis, it's also you. What are your behaviors, attitudes, and beliefs that needs to be purged, that needs to be pruned? Pruning or removing things is part of life. We cut our hair to style it. We even cut our, you know, sabi ko, pubic hair, nails. Ano nabanggit ko na yan? We do not only cut the size of vegetables and meat, we also cut away things na hindi naman kailangan kainin o hindi pwedeng kainin. Especially those that are poisonous. Diba? Is it true in Japan, they eat, ano yun? Puffer? The puffer fish? And they remove a certain poisonous part of that? The inyards, the gallbladder, ganyan, no? For inasmuch as cutting is a necessary process of our bodies and our daily lives, so too is cutting a deeply spiritual practice, both personally and relationally. So number one, sabi dun sa contemporary reading natin, pruning is about beautification. In short, anong tawag dyan? Cosmetic? Hindi, anong tawag sa course na yan? Pinauso ni Mother Ricky? Cosmetology ba yon? Cosmetology, no? Pruning is about bringing out the beauty of the plants. Our contemporary reading tells us, and I quote, pruning trees and shrubs is an art and a science. From an artistic perspective, a discerning eye is needed to evaluate a plant, then determine what, if anything, must be done to achieve the desired appearance. Diba sa mga gardeners, diba, lalo na kung bonsai, or even orchids, no, you cut it in a certain way so that it will become pleasant, beautiful, an artwork. No? Pruning or cutting things away is done to achieve a desirable appearance, to remove things both internally and externally. Somehow gives a certain appearance that it is desirable. When you remove anger or envy internally, and from what was removed, generosity and kindness will emerge and grow. And you become desirable or pleasant to others. Pag hindi ka na always galit. O sabi ko nga kanina, 'di ba, sa introduction, hindi ka na always nagtataray. 'Di ba? You become pleasant. You become desirable. At dun sa module nila ng batch 1, 'di ba, sabi ni Sadhguru, love is a state or a being of pleasantness, a sweetness of being. Diba? When bad, harmful, or troublesome individuals are removed from your life, pag nawawala na yung mga tsaka sa buhay mo, you begin to glow. You begin to glow up. And that is also same with community. In community naman, community relations, organizations, churches, when groups begin to remove certain practices and cultures, bad cultural practices, the community or organization becomes attractive. It becomes attractive. Pag wala nang aurahan sa church, it becomes attractive. Hindi na siya attractive lang dahil guwapo or maganda. Diba? But because it lives up to being a safe space. Number two. So number one, pruning beautifies. Pruning, second, is a reflective and intentional process.
Ang pagtatabas ay isang reflective and intentional na proseso. So our contemporary reading from ano to, Clemson ba yun? Clemson University says, and I quote, "From a scientific perspective, knowing when, where, and how of pruning a plant is equally, if not more, important." When, where, and how. The process, the processes. So pruning is a process in itself, and it is a process within the larger process of gardening or farming. So ang pruning, ang pagtatabas, may siyensya daw dyan. It is a process, but it is part of the larger process of gardening or farming. If you prune or cut too much and too often, this will also harm you or weaken you. Pag masyado ka nagtatabas ng mga bagay-bagay at mga tao sa buhay mo, it will harm you, it will weaken you. You know? If you cut too many people out of your life, as quickly as you can, in a snap, that weakens you. That also harms you. If you cut certain things and endeavors immediately, thinking that doing so will make you permanently happy, you might be mistaken. No, konting bagay lang or momentary discomfort, you get to your moral horse and cancel everyone instantaneously. That actually harms or weakens you. It takes a bit of time to check, to feel, and determine whether it is necessary to cut immediately, to wait a certain period of time before cutting, or not at all. Nakuha natin? Kuha? Proseso ang pag-cut. Hindi pwedeng cut lang ng cut. Kasi sabi, if we analogize what the article said into human life, if you cut too many and too often, that harms and weakens the plant or you. So it takes time. You have to be intentional and to be very discerning whether you need to cut something or someone right away, or maybe you need to wait before the right time of cutting. Or in that time of waiting, you might discern na hindi naman pala kailangan putulin. Because it might be more harmful than helpful. Pero sa, ewan ko kung nandiyan pa siya, no? Ang kaklasikong si Jonalyn Karandang, si Pastor Jonalyn, nanonood sa atin ngayon. No? Jonalyn, may mga pinutol na hindi na kailangan ibalik. Bilang friend kita, wag mo nang i-graph pabalik. Shoutout kay Reverend Jonalyn. Ano to? Asan ba ako? Pruning reflect. Ayan. Jesus talked about the parable of the weeds. Hindi part ng ating reading today, but there is a parable. Jesus talked about the parable of the weeds naman. Ano yung parable of the weeds? Yung nakakaalala. Yes. So, nagtanim yung magsasaka nang magandang pananim, kaso nung gabi yung kapitbahay na kaaway niya nagtanim din ng weeds doon sa kanyang lupa. So kinaumagahan, meron ng weeds. At sabi nung mga kasamang tagapag-ani, tagapagtanim, magsasaka, tanggalin na natin yung weeds. At sabi nung main na magsasaka, hindi, hayaan nyo lang. Let it grow. Kasi pag pinull out nyo yung weeds, pati yung also the crops will also be pulled out. So allow the weeds and the crops to grow side by side. And then let's just anihan, harvest, then we can remove both. No? And there are situations in our lives, personal lives, in the community, that sometimes it is necessary for some weeds to grow side by side with us and allow a certain time of process, a certain period of time and process where a time will come when the weeds will be removed. No? Hindi lahat ay necessary ngayon na. Now na. Now ka na ma-remove sa buhay ko. Necessary ang pagpuputol ng mga bagay, maski mga tao sa ating buhay. Pero ito ay proseso na nangangailangan ng mataimtim na pag-iisip at panahon. Even a strategy, for example, it is unfortunate that there are, no, it is, ito, unfortunate na, one example, and ewan ko kung ika-cancel nyo ako dito. One example is young queer people, no, gay, bisexual, transgender, who are trapped in homophobic homes. Diba? Trapped sila. Hindi pa sila nakapagtapos. They haven't finished school yet, college. And unfortunately, sometimes I would tell some young queer people, antayin mo, Neng. Wait until you graduate. Unless na lang kung violent yung home, then you really need to remove that child from that home. Pero kung homophobic yung home, pero hindi naman violent, hindi man threat to the life of the child. Sometimes I would say to a young queer person, tiis-tiis ng konti. Until such time that you finish school, you can stand on your own, and then if you decide to cut off your family because they're homophobic, they're transphobic, they're not good for your health, then do it by then. There are things that sometimes, you know, minsan hindi naman natin gusto, pero kailangan maghantay. We need to wait for practical reasons, sometimes for safety reasons din. Sometimes, between being in a homophobic home and being homeless, the streets are unsafe, di ba? Or doing sex work for a minor, a young person. The choice, I mean, it's not an ideal choice, but yun, ganun eh. There are things that we need to wait. Tiis-tiis lang, anak. And the process itself will determine if you really need to cut people off in your life. Pero, as you probably would already sense in what I'm saying here, ang gusto ko rin din sabihin is that wag rin tayong nagpuputol ng relasyon o connection ng basta-basta. We do not cut relationships in a snap. There are relationships that we need to struggle. And relationships have their own struggles. Otherwise, hindi kami magiging 8 years ni Lawrence. Diba? Or others here who have been together for the longest time. There are relationships that we need to struggle. Some relationships and things need time, patience, and process to determine if they really need to be cut off or if you can still stay in the relationship. Many times the process itself will naturally remove things and people from your life. So, minsan, meron kang hindi na kailangan i-cut off tulad nga nung sabi ng ating resident scientist, no? The period of waiting, the period of patience sometimes will naturally remove people from your life, like weeds dying from the lack of sun. O ito, as much as you want to remove trauma or certain mental health conditions immediately, not possible. Trauma and mental health conditions take time to process. Grief takes time to process. Hatred takes time to process. Certain behaviors and attitude takes time to be changed and transformed. Certain doctrines and theologies that are oppressive, that are mapaniil, takes time to be deconstructed and to be transformed. People and things that are not for you will fall away in the process. Like leaves and branches that naturally fall to the ground with only the wind, the spirit, intervening. Number three na niya, tama? Number three. Sabi dun sa reading natin, sometimes the process of pruning begins not with the pruning itself, but way before that. At ito yung sabi niya. It could be argued that the art of pruning begins before a plant is ever placed into the ground. Following right plant, right place approach. So minsan, the pruning begins with being in a good soil. Being in the good, in the right soil, right place. At ang sabi lang nung article is, if you are in a good place, if you are in a good soil, you do not need a lot of pruning. Because you are already in a good environment. And it takes less cutting, less pruning, less effort. The environment itself will take care of you. You know, andun pa rin yung pruning. It is of course necessary, but if you are not in the right place, in a bad soil, in a bad environment, then there's a lot of effort that you need to do. And there's a lot of cutting that you need to do. It's about where you are and where you plant yourself. If you plant yourself and your seeds in good soil, it doesn't take a lot of time, effort to prune. A good soil will yield good plants that bloom with beautiful flowers or produce good fruits. There's less disease and decay. Meron pa din, hindi mawawala yon. Disease and decay is part of life. But if you are in a good place, in a good soil, it will take care of itself. Less effort, less frequency to cut. Although ito rin naman, if you, yung binanggit last week, no, if you are the bad plant or the bad seed or hindi naman bad, diseased. You know, you are the plant na maraming disease ang nakuha mula dun sa soil na nasa may Ortigas o nasa mga malls. At ilagay ka sa isang good soil, it will take time for you to heal. To the point na mukha ka pa ngang mamamatay na, matitira sa'yo isang dahon, one leaf, until such time that you heal, you thrive, you grow. So it takes time. Pruning will always be necessary regardless of where you are. While at the same time, a good environment takes less than a bad one. And only a good environment will regularly prune you. A good environment will regularly prune you to your growth and to your best. 4. Ayan, 4. Pruning is long-term growth. Ano to? Pruning is for long-term growth and good health.
I quote, "In many instances, pruning is necessary to improve the health and productivity of a plant in the long term." End of quote. Growth, learning, transformation, even healing has their discomfort. Amen? Has their stress. When a butterfly tries to break out of its cocoon, that is uncomfortable. When a crab or a lobster has outgrown its shell, the process of shedding or removing the body from the shell, the old shell, is uncomfortable. Might even be painful and may cause some wounds or bruises to the new soft shell of the crab or the lobster. When a seed sprouts, it needs to exert pressure to emerge from the soil. There is no growth, healing, or transformation without its necessary stress or discomfort. At ang buhay na walang stress o discomfort is actually unhealthy. You can look this up. I forgot the exact study, but they did a study on, usually naman, ang palagi ni study ay mga daga, di ba? Isang daga na walang stress, a perfect environment. And then yung daga, the rat that had a little bit of stress in it, in that environment, mas maagang namatay yung dagang nasa perfect environment. The scientists created a perfect environment for the rat, but it died earlier and it was weak compared to the rat that had not too much stress, but a little bit of stress. So a certain amount of stress, pressure, and discomfort is necessary for good health. At hindi lang sa daga, yun sabi, no, in the plant. Pruning stresses and even damages the plant, but it is needed for long-term health and growth. Another word for discomfort is struggle. And not all struggles are bad. Some will push you and lead you to grow and learn, to be a better person, to be a better version of yourself. To be pruned is for your natural beauty to come out. In short, tiis ganda te. Gusto mong gumanda? Magtiis ka. May tiis-tiis ng konti. This is especially true for our transgender sisters, brothers, and siblings. In order to live their true selves, they had to go through a lot of discomfort and struggle. They had to cut a lot of things about their former selves or their identities that were never in the first place true to them. They had to cut things psychologically and even literally physically. They had to cut identities that were never true for them in the first place. It may take years and even decades to finally prune themselves to be the beautiful human being that they have always been and that they are now. Ito nga, may pruning nga si Jack na nang... si Jack nga may pruning nitong Friday eh. No? Present yung project dun sa panel. Inano siya eh, prenoon siya dun eh. Ano to? It may take years. And yet the pruning will continue. You know, for our trans sisters, brothers, and siblings, the pruning will continue. Perhaps less now than before. And our reading says, cutting is necessary to sustain and improve health and productivity in the long term. Number 5. Let the soil recycle and transform them to become food. Ito yung from the previous last week. When you cut things, it is not just you cut things. The things that you cut sometimes need to be recycled, becomes the new fertilizer for the soil. Compost. Everything that you have cut away or things that fell, dead or diseased branches and leaves, yung mga lantang bulaklak, let the ground, the good soil, process them to become nourishment. To become nourishment in the future. Our dark emotions and experiences, when they are cut and processed properly, they no longer affect us negatively. While at the same time, they become sources of healing, nourishment, and even growth for ourselves and others. Your dark experiences and emotions becomes a source of encouragement and learning for younger queer people. Yeah, minsan may meron sa mga LGBT community, minsan ayaw nang ikwento yung nakaraan nila. And for good reasons. They don't want to tell their history kasi tapos na yon, it's done and over with. But actually, when you tell some of your difficult stories from the past, it helps other younger queer people to feel that they're not alone. It helps them to feel that, oh, this is an experience of my elders. But they made it. They're still here. So always tell your story. Of course, nasa sa inyo yan, in your readiness. But let the things that you have cut away from your life, that you have already processed, let that be a nourishment, a source of healing for so many others who are yet to be healed, who are yet to do their own pruning, who are yet to be planted on good soil. So far I've talked about the above in a very personal way. It is also applicable in spiritual and theological deconstruction. Lahat nung apat na sinabi ko. Deconstruction and reconstruction. What religious beliefs, doctrines, and interpretations and practices that you need to prune away from your soil, from your soul? Ano yung mga toxic theology, doctrines, interpretations, and practices that you need to remove from your soul, from your consciousness? For those who have been doing deconstruction for the longest time, what things do you need to be refined? Kung matagal ka nang nagde-deconstruction, ano naman yung kailangan mo i-refine? What are the things that you need to refine? Para naman, makaalis ka na sa deconstruction. Kasi baka naman, na-stuck ka na dun sa gupit ka na lang ng gupit. It's always deconstruction. What can you refine so that you can move to the process of reconstruction, theological reconstruction, spiritual reconstruction? Sa iba naman, at ito yung nangyari sa akin noong Holy Week, maybe you also need to let go and cut away a lot of your religious affection. Affection for your former church or theological tradition. So that a better experience of the Spirit and the love of God can begin to sprout. Perhaps you need to cut away the old and oppressive version and image of God so that the real presence of God can begin to emerge and grow within you and around you. If you think that God is only in one particular church, if you think that salvation is only for this group, maybe you need to cut those theologies. If you think that God and godliness is only by attending church and not in a gay bar, maybe you need to cut that off. No. God is also in the gay bar.
as per Marcella Althaus Reed. Pruning Church. Ito na, tapos na. Pruning Church. So, yun yung apat ha, apat. Itong panghuli ko mga sinasabi, na-apply lang natin dun sa deconstruction, and then ito sa church. Pruning is also applicable to our open table church community. As it was in the Church of Corinth, the Church of Rome, the Church of Galatia, and all other churches that Paul preached and wrote letters to. In our 16 years history, 16 years, 1-6, God has planted, God had to plant and replant us many times. Fairview, Mindanao Avenue, a little bit sa Makati, Kamuning, Cubao, NCCP, and then here. So God had to plant and replant us. God had to prune. First, cutting away the main bad root in 2012. Then God had to prune us as early as 2015 up to 2017 when we were significantly reduced to about, just about, binilang ko eh. Binilang ko mga picture. Ay, ilan na lang kami. To about 8 people. From that 8 people, may nawala pa. Wawalo na nga lang, may nawala pa. Although, nung may nawala, may graph si Josh. Nasa NCCP na. Si Josh na graph. May pinuputol pero may kinakabit or umuusbong muli. Nagpatuloy ang pruning and grafting. 2019, we grew. Then became small again. The 16 years of gardening and pruning was necessary for the long-term health and growth of the Church of Open Table MCC. But I think this time, I hope and I pray, God's pruning will be less and less. Hindi naman mawawala, kasi again, pruning is part of life. But I feel that it will be less and less than during the dark ages of the church. The most important thing of all, dami kong hinanash, di ba? Dami kong hinanash. The most important thing of all, whether this is personal, whether this is spiritual deconstruction, or here in this church community, the most important thing is that we have and we will always be rooted and grafted to Jesus Christ. Part nga ng leadership training nitong nakaraang week, tinitignan yung mga different kinds of organizations. Ano to? Ano yun yung pito, di ba? Tas, ano kayo di? Kasi meron eh, corporation, ano yun? Fan club, student council, ganyan. So, ang MCC, saan siya malapit dito? Sabi namin, ay, fan club kami. Fan club ni Jesus. Ano? Di ba? So, the most important thing, whether you cut, whatever you cut in your life, and whatever you graft into your life, and you can disregard everything that I have said just now, the most important thing is that you remain rooted. If you are a Christian, you remain rooted in no less than Jesus Christ. The branches can be cut off. The leaves, the flowers can be cut off. But the main trunk has to always, you and your main trunk must always be rooted, grafted, and connected to Jesus Christ. At yun ang palagi kong sinasabi sa church na ito. Hindi pwedeng mawala iyon. Otherwise, why even call ourselves a church? Fans club na lang. Diba? Or mas nadami ba tayo pag sinabi nating Jesus Fans Club? Friends of Jesus, ganun ang pangalan ng church. Friends of Jesus, Manila Chapter.
Sa lahat ng tsakang nangyari at mangyayari sa ating buhay, spiritualidad, mga relasyon at sa komunidad na ito. Sa lahat-lahat, hinding-hindi natin pinuputol o puputulin ang ating sarili mula kay Kristo. As long as we remain and abide in Christ, grounded in Him, this church will thrive. You will thrive as an individual. We will grow new branches and bloom new flowers, yield new bountiful fruits, be planted in Annapolis. So do not be afraid of cutting. Do not be afraid of cutting or being cut. Brave the discomfort of God's pruning and your own process of pruning. Pruning is necessary. It is healthy. It is part of the great cycles and mysteries of life and of the Spirit. May you and the Holy Spirit prune you to the best version of who you are and who God intended you to be. Amen.